USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Heavy rain and mud has put a damper on the Burning Man Festival in the Nevada desert. At least 70,000 people are asked to stay put. One of those is attendee Dawn Looney, who told CNN she's staying positive.
We are working it out, and some people are, you know, a little upset that we are on no driving, but it's in everybody's best interest to shelter in place and not have a bigger environmental impact on the ground.
The northwest portion of Nevada saw 2 to 3 months' worth of rain in a 24-hour span. One person's death at the festival is being investigated. While rockers Aerosmith are from Boston, frontman Steven Tyler has a home in Maui. Near the end of the band's opening night of their farewell tour in Philadelphia, Tyler on Saturday night urged the crowd to return to Maui, the island that was devastated by wildfires last month. Tyler told the audience, quote, "It's a place to go and do, you know, the love thing. It's still open. It's still happening." Tributes are pouring in for Jimmy Buffett, who died Friday night at 76. The legendary singer-songwriter was suffering from Merkel cell skin cancer for 4 years. His website was updated with that information on Sunday. Paul McCartney took to X, formerly Twitter, saying Buffett was, quote, "one of the nicest and most generous people." Former New Mexico Governor and UN Ambassador Bill Richardson died over the weekend at the age of 75. Jonathan Franks got to know him, as he also works at bringing home Americans wrongfully detained.
He is a mentor of mine. He taught me a lot of what I know about the hostage business. And part of his magic was he was relentless, and he was willing to talk to anyone if it would bring an American home.
This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement, or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30 years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
See if any of these are among your family's top destinations.
According to the Travel Accommodations app, if you're headed to California, Disneyland and Lake Tahoe top the list. But if Florida's more your style, then Disney World is the clear leader in the Sunshine State. A relatively new place of interest, Granby, Colorado, beat out places like Telluride and Vail. Airbnb is reporting a 10% increase in family getaways since 2022. And if you go to the Airbnb website, you can check out an interactive map of the top destinations across the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
Denzel Washington's The Equalizer 3 soared to number one at the box office with a projected $41 million in its debut weekend. It's expected to become the second best opening for a Labor Day weekend. Barbie is second, and it's also the top grossing film of the year globally. Offshore property using wind energy didn't get much interest in the Gulf Coast.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management wrapped up auctions this week for three lease areas off the Gulf Coast of Louisiana and Texas. Only one of those sites attracted any interest at all, and only two bids came in for that lease site. Inflation, supply chain issues, sudden calm winds, and hurricane threats in the Gulf all combined to lessen investor interest. Still, the single off-sea wind farm bid is expected to power over 430,000 U.S. homes and create hundreds of jobs. I'm Ryan Daniels.
I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.